Blog Talk Radio.
Everybody, it's Zoe Moon. Here we are again for another show, another look at our week ahead. A lot of intense things going on out there, very much reflected in the energy patterns that we see up in the heavens right now. This show is covering August 7th through August 14th. And I just have a couple areas that I really think that we'll cover tonight. And so one of them is, obviously, we're building to this full moon that is peaking on Sunday the 10th. And so, you know, emotions tend to gear up as we're cresting to the height of a certain topic. This is in the Aquarian energy field. And so this is when we are feeling very strongly emotional about the dreams and aspirations we have for our life and have we achieved them? Do we need to push something through a little bit harder to reach the next plateau? Is there an ending involved? Are we marking the end of one, you know, cycle that we had about what we wanted to achieve in those aspiration, dream areas of our life and move on to the next chapter? The Aquarian field is about our soul group that we incarnate with. And so it can be globally a group that we attach ourselves to. It is definitely within the framework of your friends that you have that are closest around you, any groups that you have affiliations with. Maybe you're in an acting group or you're, you know, in a, I don't know, sword fighting group, whatever your group is. And so that is part of this. This is also the energy that rules the internet because it is a social medium. It rules astrology. It rules charities and causes that you stand up for. We're seeing a lot of that going on right now on the world stage. And so we're seeing some big climaxes over these next few days as people get very emotional about, you know, what they feel is, you know, the height of something going on in these areas where we see big climaxes, big endings, or big celebrations as things may be finally achieved and come through and you're, you know, there's a gathering or, you know, a group of like-minded individuals coming together. And so, you know, we're going to look at how that's going to, what area of life that will play out with for each sign. And then I do want to talk about configured in with that full moon on Sunday. Saturn is holding a hard line. And Saturn is holding a hard line on Friday and on Saturday leading up to this and will continue to keep that hard line on Sunday on the day of the full moon. So there is a faction out there that is connected to this thing that you're trying to achieve or end within the group dynamic on the, you know, on the internet with the friend, with the dreamer aspiration that is going to be challenging to you in some way. It may be a positive challenge because it pushes you to be more ambitious, to take the lead a little bit more and overcome obstacles, or it may be a no. It may be an ending. You know, it's very, it wants to be very finite, and it wants to stomp down on the side of, you know, something authoritarian in the mix. And as you guys know, who have listened to the Saturn and Scorpio themes for so long now, that we are really dealing with Scorpio themes in all of this. So, you know, there's something in the financial realm, something in the sexual or reproductive realm, or with life and death scenarios, or with divorce, or any kind of power plays or control issues or third-party situations. And so, you know, I always hate talking about the stuff that's the challenging stuff to you guys, but apparently, you know, that's where we find ourselves right now, everyone kind of facing this on Friday the 8th, Saturday the 9th, Sunday the 10th, as this escalation happens with the full moon. So Friday is the day when you can communicate, when you can sit down and talk about this challenge, when you can maybe hear information you've been waiting to hear, or you can look at agreements or renegotiate terms, or you can look at sales in the situation or short trips or decisions that need to be made, have those meetings. Saturday, the solar energy gets involved, and so Saturday you show up. You know, this may be you being present in the situation and putting in what you can by showing up and taking the lead. It may be that on Saturday your name is tied in or your image or your brand or your title in some way as well. Could be something physical going on with you that is in some way tied into all of it. And then by Sunday, the day of the full moon, it is the moon and the emotional peak and the climax, either with the ending or the celebration, as you either overcome that obstacle and push a little bit harder or you wrap something up because you are done, you've hit that wall as far as this particular thing was going to go. So I will, you know, run through what that is going to be for everybody. And then the last thing that I want to talk about in this week ahead is a really positive and kind of exciting trend, and that is that on Tuesday the 12th, we're going to have Venus move into Leo. And so we know there's been all of this activity in Leo. Jupiter's been there. New Moon's been there. We've had solar energy, and I mean, every planet, Mercury is very much in charge here. And so, well, not in charge. Don't let me say it that way. Somebody will write me and go, it's not in charge, Zoe, but it's very active there. And so now Venus is going to be joining this party. And so from the 12th of August until September 5th, so this does go by fairly quickly. We have about 3 weeks with this. Venus is going to be just, you know, diving in and enjoying the Leo territory. Where Venus goes, we see things possibly start to smooth out. We see the ability to attract what we desire a little bit easier, maybe a lot easier, depending on your chart, right? We see women start to benefit the situation, or things ease up with the women in the situation. We see love start to flower, and we see income potential, you know, what is possible there. So in Leo, this means, you know, all of this is playing out through our creativity. It's playing out in the name of love, or it's playing out for children, or it's playing out around recreational activities. So really, from the 12th of August up through September 5th, we are looking at a very favorable time frame for, you know, those fun things in life. So it's nice to see that we have some balance in this week ahead. So I'm going backwards today, going through the signs, because I've been, you know, I get requested a lot by the Pisces and the Aquarians that I start at the end of the zodiac and go backwards. So I'm going to do that for you guys today. So I will announce each sign before I start to talk about it. For Pisces, you are building right now to this climactic, you know, peak on Sunday. When it comes to your aspirations or those social things going around you, or the causes and charities and gatherings, that it's playing out in your 12th house. So this may be a very big, epic karmic peak for you. So something's being balanced in that karmic situation or with that person. This may have to do with 12th house matters that are artistic, so the film, the music, the painting, the poetry, the dance, the sculpture. It may have to do with your spiritual path and something peaking there with a friend or a group you're involved with, or an aspiration you have there. So maybe your yoga class, your meditation, your psychic abilities, your magical intentions. This can be a big climax in a clandestine romance or with a romantic getaway. Again, there would be kind of a karmic aspirational thing involved with this peak over the weekend. This can also be for Pisces around the healing or hospital field. So there may be something wrapping up there. You know, maybe you're visiting a friend in a hospital, or there's some kind of charity that you're involved with attached to, you know, a hospital or some kind of healing institution. I mean, those are just a couple examples. But you can definitely see a peak in those areas and anything involving research or development. And lastly, I would say for Pisces, this weekend may be marking the end point of a period of isolation or withdrawal that you have needed to embark on to kind of reframe your aspirations, and you should finally be getting to that peak point by this weekend. So expect one or several of these things to come through, to be reason to celebrate or to mark endings. And kind of, you know, be ready to move on to that next chapter. When we look at the Saturn influence for Pisces on Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, that's part of this, that Saturn energy is really trying to get you guys to get very real with endings or commitments that involve legal matters, travel, or people at a distance, anything in media, broadcasting, publishing, marketing, publicity, anything with educational pursuits, with weddings, religion, or politics. It's all in the higher-minded arena. So Pisces will be meeting that challenge over these next 3 days as this energy is peaking with the full moon. And Venus moving into Leo is going to open up a little bit over 3 weeks for Pisces, starting on Tuesday the 12th, where you guys can really find your creative center when it comes to your work. It's a wonderful time for women to benefit you creatively on the work front. So, you know, get out there, interview, audition, or project your interests or ideas forward with coworkers or on the job. It is really a time when you can smooth things out involving any paperwork, again, maybe about a woman or your income. This is also a time where love may spark on the job or with a coworker or even someone you hire. And this is also about anything that has to do with health or animals. And so during this three-week period, you can see things kind of smooth out. You can work with women for better health. You can make money through health avenues, or you can, you know, just feel the love with your pets, I suppose. anything that is going to kind of bring some joy, bring some money flow or love or benefits through women through your work, your paperwork, your health, or animal interest during this period. For Aquarius, and again, I'm going backwards, for Aquarius, you know, you guys are building to this full moon in your sign. So I'm sorry, I got distracted for a second. I've had a long day, you guys. okay, so for Aquarius, this is, you know, something really tied to you personally or physically that is just building and building over these few days and will peak by Sunday. May have a peak, you know, any day between now and Sunday. And so we're really looking at your personal aspirations for yourself, you know. Is it about your body? Are you trying to achieve, you know, a certain fitness or health or image or look, you know? Is it about your brand and you're trying to reach something with that? Is it about your name, your title, your identity? Are you closing a chapter on that because you're moving into something else? Or are you celebrating something happening and coming through with that? So these are the kind of the causes. There can be social things around this, friendships or something you're doing online or with a gathering that is all coming together and you're really working to achieve this or wrap this thing up by the weekend. And Saturn getting involved here is going to be challenging you Aquarians over these next 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 8th through the 10th, to get serious about one of these topics, okay? Get very serious about a big goal that's tied into all this. Get serious about your career, the direction your life is taking. Get serious about your reputation, or get serious about some kind of authority figure in this mix. So the boss, the parent, the judge, the manager, the producer, whoever that power type person or higher up person is. So Saturn is challenging you guys to either deal with no's or endings or commitments and long-term solutions or ambitions in the mix and you know, just how you step up and kind of take the lead to work through all of this. And then having Venus move into Leo on Tuesday the 12th of August is going to bring Venus into Aquarius's house of committed relationships. And so this can be about a romantic partner, a business partner, agents, attorneys, specialists, clients, even your competition. Venus is here now for 3 weeks up through the 5th of September to smooth things out, to help you attract more. So you may bring on board somebody brand new during this period. It's very good for somebody who you could fall in love with or somebody that could help you make money or for a female that you want to get involved with here in one of these relationships. Or if you're already in the relationship, this can just kind of smooth things out or help you attract more in those fields. So it is a very lovely kind of energy coming your way. Look for creativity, look for love there. Look for joy and fun and things with as well. Okay, for Capricorn, as I go backwards through the signs, Capricorn, you guys are building to this full moon, and it is peaking for you guys by Sunday, but over these next few days, as emotions are building to this, there is something climactic coming around involving your income, your purchases, or possessions. And so, again, you know, looking at your aspirations that you have for making money or for what you're doing with your possessions or purchases, looking for how a friend is involved or a group that you're affiliated with is involved or how the internet is used or how you maybe you get astrology readings or an astrologer in all this, or maybe there's a charity or cause involved in all of this, or your personal freedom or originality is involved in this. And so you guys are really working towards wrapping something up and marking an ending, or something coming through and you're celebrating and there's a big achievement here. Saturn, which is your ruler, so an energy that you work very well with, is going to be playing out through that Aquarian house. And so for Capricorn, this is really about, you know, getting very serious about that friend, that group, that internet project or interest, that the astrology, the charity, the gathering, the party event, something that you attend with a lot of people, your freedom, your originality, your aspirations here. And Saturn is challenging you as you build this whole thing over the, you know, up through Sunday, to either define endings and limits and or deal with no's, or to challenge yourself to be more ambitious, to push harder, to set up the structures and deal with those power people and you know, go for commitments in this situation. When we look at Venus moving into Leo for Capricorn, this is really going to be smoothing things out and attracting things more easily for you in the name of love and money or with women, starting on Tuesday the 12th, going until September the 5th. And this is all going to play out either through your sex life. So when you have love and sex coming together, this can be a really wonderful time to either meet somebody new for the singles out there or to take something to the next level in a relationship you're already involved in. This is in this house rules divorce. So for you Capricorns dealing with divorce issues, Venus here can help you kind of smooth the rough edges and come from love. Or work out those financial things or find a woman who can help you in this situation. This is a positive. And then the eighth house is in charge of all the big financial things in life, your inheritance, your bankruptcy, your insurance, your taxes, your loans, your commissions, your royalties, your investments and settlements and partners' money and alimony and child support and all of that. So Venus moving here may have a woman who shows up now who's going to be helpful to you during this period, or it's going to help you smooth over and attract things and possibly influence your own personal income in some kind of positive way through this cycle. For Sagittarius, and I'm going backwards through the signs, Sagittarius, you know, you guys are building to this full moon from now through Sunday the 10th. And this is bringing something in the communications realm first and foremost, and then a few other things that tag along into this. So you guys are going to be building to a really big decision or offer or agreement or meeting or talk or idea or a big sale. And also tied in with this is something big that could be coming together with a brother, a sister, a neighbor, your vehicles, your electronics, a move. So a short trip or local activity, can't remember if I said that one. So, you know, you guys are, there's an aspiration of yours tied into all of this as things are building emotionally to all this, or there's something social going on here, something with your originality going on here, something on the internet going on here, and you're going to be seeing things wrap up, end, or come through by Sunday. Now, Saturn tied into this for Sagittarius says, you guys need to challenge yourself each one of these days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 8th through the 10th, to get real and serious about either, and there's a big bunch here, you guys ready? either about a karmic balance with a person or situation, or your artistic potential, your what you're doing in the film, the music, the painting, the dance, the poetry, the sculpture, whatever. What you're doing in the spiritual realm with your meditation, your yoga, your spiritual journey, your magical intentions, your psychic abilities, what you're doing with romantic getaways, private time in your romance or clandestine romances, what you're doing with healing or hospitals, what you're doing with research or development, or what's happening with a period of isolation and retreat. And so Saturn is pushing you hard over these next 3 days to either end something here as part of this build-up to this full moon or to deal with a no in one of those areas because that's where you are in this process, or to really commit, take, put your ambitions out there further to take the lead and look at, you know, how you can further this in serious, committed way. When we look at Venus moving into Leo, for Sagittarius, starting on Tuesday, the 12th of August, going through the 5th of September, this is really going to bring some enjoyment and some women who are good and for you in these areas, and some love or money-making opportunities through travel, through people at a distance, through legal agreements, through media and broadcasting and publishing and marketing and publicity, through educational channels, through weddings, through politics or religion. It's really all about being adventurous, opening up, and, you know, taking things through the higher mind here. So Venus will smooth things out if they need to be smoothed out to the best of her ability. She'll help you, like I said, kind of bring the love or the money-making potential into that much more easy, in a much easier way, and bring women who can help you there. So reach out, be proactive, look for those situations. For Scorpio, as I go backwards through the signs, Scorpio, you guys are building right now to this full moon that is going to peak by Sunday the 10th. So over these next few days, emotions build over some aspiration that you have, something going on in the home, or tied to, you know, your roommates or people in your house, tied into real estate deals, to a move, a renovation, or tied to your family or a parent, somebody like that. So, you know, this may be something social going on here, thanks to the Aquarian energy. So there may be, you know, a group gathering here, or a party or event, or a friend involved, or it's just about your originality and your aspiration and dreams that you have for yourself. So something is really peaking in this area, building and building emotionally towards this over these next few days. Now, Saturn is showing up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to challenge you. And Saturn is doing that through your sign, Scorpio. And so it's really pushing you guys. You know, what do you need to do for yourself? Where do you need to draw some boundaries, make some endings, commit to something when it comes to your body, your image, your brand, your name, your title, or your personal needs? So the challenge here is to either deal with limits or no's or endings, or to commit to something long-term and to take the lead and be more ambitious as this stuff is peaking for you in this home arena or family arena over these next days. Venus is about to move into your midheaven, and this starts on Tuesday the 12th and will last until the 5th of September. So this is huge because this is your career. This is where the big goals of your life are also set. This is your reputation and fame, and this is where the power people and the higher-ups are waiting to assist you or not assist you. But with Venus here, it's about smoothing things out and attracting what you want. And so this is going to be very beneficial to the career and to the goals and to these power people in the situation. It may bring a female on board who's very good for you. It may help you make money here, or if the goal is tied into love in any way, you may see those doors starting to open during this three-week period. So bring your creativity, bring your love and inspiration to these areas. For Libra, as I go backwards through the signs, Libra, you know, you guys are building emotionally to this full moon that peaks on Sunday, around your aspirations and the social things going on, that is tied into your house of true love, into your creative projects, into what is involving children around you, or what you're doing recreationally. So something is about to wrap up and end here, or something is about to come through, peak, be celebrated, be achieved in some way in one of or several of those areas. So, you know, there might be a big party with kids or a big, you know, celebration gathering where you meet somebody you fall in love with, or you and your lover, you know, are celebrating in some kind of big social stream. It may be something big and creative coming through the internet or through a group affiliation. So you're moving and building to this emotional climax, one side or the other of this. And Saturn is involved in getting very serious and pushing you guys to challenge yourself Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 8th through the 10th, tied to this full moon experience, and saying you need to challenge yourself when it comes to your personal income, your possessions, or your purchases. So one of those things is fitting the scenario for you guys. And so Saturn is saying, you know, it's time to deal with no's or endings here, or it's time to get really ambitious, try to step up, take the lead, master something here as part of this peak that is coming. Then we see Venus moving into Leo. And for Libra, this starts on Tuesday the 12th and lasts until September the 5th. And so for this three-plus week period, Venus is moving through your social realm. And so for Libra, this is a really good time for friendships and for gatherings and social networking and what you do online and what you do in groups and what you do in the pursuit of your personal aspirations. Venus is going to help you attract what you need more easily. She's going to bring women on board who can help. She's going to bring up either the subject of love, falling in love, or something you're doing in the name of love, or she's going to bring up personal income here and help you navigate it through these social realms and through pursuing of your aspirations. So this kicks in on Tuesday the 12th, again, a very highly creative and expressive time period where things should smooth out and come in a little bit easier for you. When we look at Virgo, and I'm going backwards through the signs for anybody who's just tuning in, I'm going backwards. So we're at Virgo now. Virgo, you guys are building to this full moon climax over these next days, and it will peak by Sunday the 10th. And this is something really ending and wrapping up or coming through and being achieved and celebrated that involves your job or some other kind of work project that you're involved in, or it involves paperwork. It could involve someone you've hired or a coworker. It can also come out of that work realm and be focused on a health matter that is finally climaxing in a way, or something involving the animals that's finally climaxing. So when we're looking at Aquarius here, we're looking at big aspirations in the mix, or how your friends are involved, or the group affiliation is involved, or the cause, or the internet, or your originality is involved, and you're seeing something really, you know, manifest in an ending or celebration in one of these areas, or maybe several. So if you've been sick, for instance, you know, this could be the ending. You could be marking the ending of that period. Or if you've been working hard to get fit, you might achieve that goal. Or if there's a job, it may wrap up now because you've worked through that cycle. Or you might be recognized or promoted at this, so et cetera, et cetera. And Saturn for Virgo is going to be showing up Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to test you guys or to challenge you guys when it comes to an agreement, a decision, a meeting, a talk, an offer, a sale, your writing, or when it comes to a brother, sister, neighbor, move, your vehicles or electronics. So I know that's a lot. You'll know which one is the big challenge for you, maybe a couple things there. So you really want to push yourself over these next few days to either, you know, deal with the no or the ending, or to get serious and real about those things and be more ambitious and take on more responsibility and kind of lead the way forward through that as your full moon stuff is coming to a peak. Venus moving into Leo starting on Tuesday the 12th and lasting until September 5th is going to be opening up this period where love and creativity and money-making stuff can flow behind the scenes. You guys might get into developing a project that's going to go really well with the income, or you might be holing up with a lover and having some private time over those 3 weeks, and if so, this looks very, very romantic and inspired. This might be a time when you can make money through institutions like hospitals. It might be a time when you guys can really do well in the arts with music or film or painting, poetry, magic, psychic abilities, spiritual practices, meditation, yoga, or you might attract love through some of this stuff. So spending a lot of time enjoying these creative or spiritual realms and the love flowering there. And it's a good time for any development that you're working on through research as well. So it's kind of quieter behind the scenes period that it can be very magical and kind of have a mind of its own when it comes to love and to women who can benefit you here and to the money-making potential. For Leo, as I go backwards through the sign, Leo, you guys are building to this full moon that will peak by Sunday the 10th. And for Leo, this is a huge, epic climax when it comes to at least one key relationship. And so Leos are really kind of having this emotional buildup to what their aspirations are with this person, or what's going on socially or online or with a friend or a group, or their originality or their personal freedom when it comes to this key person. So when we're talking about a significant relationship here for Leo, this means the quote-unquote marriage partner or committed long-term romantic partner, or we're talking about a business partnership, or we're talking about somebody who represents you like an agent or attorney, or we're talking about your clients or your audience, or we're talking about a specialist or expert, or we could even be talking about an opponent or competitor. So there is something culminating over these days ahead with at least one of these key people over these aspirations and social fields that you're involved in. Saturn for Leo is going to be challenging you Friday, Saturday, and Sunday to either face a no or an ending, or get serious and more ambitious and take on responsibility and master something tied into all of this that involves your home or a move or a real estate deal or a renovation or something involving your family, parent, or roommate situation. So that is tied directly into it. When we look at Venus moving into Leo, for Leo, this really starts on Tuesday the 12th, and for this big thrust from Tuesday the 12th of August through September 5th, Leos are getting this influx of Venus energy into their own sign, and it's a really wonderful time. It gives you kind of this fresh start when it comes to love. You might get a lot more attention and loving attention from a lot of people around you. It's a good time to pour the love onto yourself and to take good care of yourself. It's great for doing nice things for your image or your body. It is also really good for making money when it comes to you and your name or your title or your personality or your, you know, you kind of showing up in the scene and being able to attract that a little bit easier than at other times. And there may be a specific female that's going to be coming along who's going to be helping you with you in some way that is powerful and you know, possibly focused on this love or income flow. So it's a big period starting on the 12th. Going backwards through the signs, I'm now at Cancer, and I'm going to take a sip of my drink. It's been a crazy day. I don't know about you guys. Oh, my gosh. I started readings. My first reading this morning at 9 was to Australia. My last reading of the day at 4 was to England. So I feel like I've been around the world. And I've talked a lot. So it's been a little crazy when it comes to that, but it's been a really good day. Okay, so for Cancer, you guys are building to this full moon, and it is happening in the eighth house, which has several different territories that we're going to cover here. So something is wrapping up an ending, or something is coming to a big climactic peak and celebration and achievement as something comes through. So this part of the chart has to do with something big in the financial realm. So it could be about your loan or your debt or your inheritance or your bankruptcy or your insurance or taxes or alimony or child support or settlements or investments or commissions or partners' money. So something big, you know, hitting that epic peak there. And because it's an Aquarius, you know, this involves your aspirations or what's happening within a social situation here with a friend, with a group, online, with your own personal freedoms or, you know, something here in that realm. So besides financial, on the personal side, for Cancer, this is a full moon that will be bringing something to some kind of climactic hype in your sex life, with a reproductive need, with a mortality issue, with a divorce, or with a triangle or third-party situation. Again, big epic peaks with things coming through, being celebrated, reaching new levels, or endings and things wrapping up. Now, when we look at Saturn showing up in this mix, for Cancer, Saturn is challenging you Friday, Saturday, and Sunday, the 8th through the 10th, to deal with no's or endings or limits, or challenging you to be more ambitious, to be committing even more when it comes to your love life or lover, when it comes to the children, when it comes to your creative project, or when it comes to your recreational needs. So Saturn is getting real serious there, one side or the other. Either there's limits and no's here, or there's, you know, more ambition and more commitment, more responsibility for you in that mix as you see this big eighth house matter peak with your sex life, divorce, third party situation, financial picture, mortality issue, reproductive need. So pretty intense, right? And Venus moving into Leo on Tuesday the 12th and staying there until September 5th is going to kick in a creative cycle for the Cancers to make money more easily or through creative outlets and to spend on things that they love or things of beauty or for things that they purchase for their loved ones or to deal with possessions in some way that's easier, smooth things out when it comes to income purchases and possessions, to see love flower there or to just kind of be heightened through the efforts of women involved in the situation. For Gemini, as I go backwards through the signs, Gemini, you guys are building to this big epic peak full moon over these next days, so emotions are building here, and it climaxes by Sunday, and this is in the higher-minded arena for Gemini. So you guys, there's a big aspiration when it comes to something through travel or foreign interests or a person at a distance or through legal channels or through a wedding or something climaxing with media, marketing, broadcasting, publishing, publicity, or educational pursuits, or politics, or religion. So in any of those higher-minded arenas, you can see something, building up to an ending or wrapping up over this weekend or something finally coming through and being celebrated. And because it's Aquarian, your aspirations are tied into it, or there's a friend or a group affiliation involved with it, something online or something with your astrology or charities or originality tied in with all of this as it moves to this climactic point. Saturn is saying it's time to get real and is going to challenge you over these next 3 days in the buildup tied into all of this. And Saturn is saying you need to get real and face a no or an ending, or you need to get real and commit and be more ambitious and show up and go for something here when it comes to your work, the paperwork involved, a coworker or someone you hire, or when it comes to a health matter or the animals in the situation. So whatever that means for you guys, there's quite a spectrum there, but it is, you do need to get serious about that and challenge yourself one way or the other over one of those topics. Venus moving into Leo for Gemini is bringing love and income opportunities into your local neighborhood or your community or into nearby towns. It's very short distances. So you might travel more to date or do more things around your neighborhood with the person you love, or you may meet somebody that you fall for over these weeks ahead, starting on Tuesday the 12th through the 5th of September. This is the area of communication, so there might be a really important talk or offer or proposal or agreement that happens in the name of love or for making money over these weeks. This is about sales. It's about your writing. It's about your brothers and your sisters and your neighbors and your vehicles and your electronics. So there's going to be a smoothing out in these areas. There can be more enjoyment, more love, or more money-making opportunities through those fields as well. And women may benefit you in all of these things. So it's good to be out and about locally, to be a lot more involved in your communications, your writing, your phone calls, your emails, and your ideas and your big decisions during this process. For Taurus, and I am going backwards through the signs once again, Taurus, you guys are building to this big full moon over these days ahead. It's a very emotional climax that's coming for you guys that is based around an aspiration or focused on a friend or a group affiliation or something online that is tied in with your career or is tied in with a big personal goal that you have, or is tied in with your reputation, or involves an authority figure like a parent, a boss, or a judge, somebody that's in a higher-up kind of position. So you're seeing something finally wrap up and come through or end, or there's a big achievement and celebration here in this goal, authority figure, career, reputation arena. And it ties in with that friend, that group, that party or gathering or event, the internet, the astrology, your freedom, your aspiration in the mix. Saturn is showing up over these 3 days, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 8th through the 10th, and it's saying it's time to get real and get serious when it comes to at least one key person here. So you really need to challenge yourself to face a no or an ending, or you need to challenge yourself to commit more, to be more ambitious, to step up and master something more when it comes to a key relationship. Now, this may be a romantic relationship. It may be a business partnership. It may be with a client, so dealing with a no or a long-term commitment there. It may be with a specialist or an expert that you go and seek out and deal with over an issue that you're having. It may be an agent or attorney or somebody who represents you in some way. It may be about an opponent. So whoever this person is, as you build to this epic peak over these next days in your full moon energy, you need to really get real about which way you want to go with this person and what you can do. Venus moving into Leo on Tuesday the 12th and staying there until September 5th is going to be really smoothing things out and helping you feel the love or make money in a much more easy way within your home. So if you're in a relationship, this bodes really well for the love flowering in your home. If you're single, you might start dating and bring some love into the home. If you work from home and want to make money from home, this is a good time to, you know, do that. Also, besides home, this can bring income opportunities for you guys through renovations, through remodels, through a move or being involved in moving, through real estate deals. And this is also, besides all this home and real estate and property stuff, this area is about your family, your parent, or roommate situation. And Venus is going to help smooth things out, bring the love or the money flow here more easily, and probably bring women on board who are going to be good for you in all of the above areas. So bring your creativity, bring your love. This looks positive. For Aries, as I've gone backwards through the sign, I'm going to be ending with Aries this time. And so for Aries in this week ahead, you guys right now are building emotionally to this full moon peak that will climax by Sunday. So each day ahead, things are building more and more intense towards this as something is ready to come through and be celebrated, or something's ready to wrap up or end. And for you guys, this is a big aspiration that you're trying to reach or wrap up. Or this is a situation involving a friend or a group you're affiliated with, or something about the internet or with astrology or with a charity or with social networking or a party gathering event that you attend. Or it's something about your freedom or your originality or an invention that you have, okay? And so you guys are really, like I said, this is emotional. You guys are building to this. Something's about to burst here, either by being celebrated and coming through or wrapping up and ending. And Saturn is tied into this. And Saturn is saying, you know, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, the 8th through the 10th, you guys need to get serious and get real about challenging yourself with the Saturn theme in this picture. Saturn is saying you need to get real about something financial here, where you need to get real about something sexual, something reproductive, something with a divorce, something with a mortality issue, or something with a triangle, third-party situation. So this is a kind of a purging, transformational, empowerment position, either through finances, sex, divorce, third parties, mortality, reproduction. So look at ways that you can deal with no's or endings there as part of this climactic full moon, or look at more commitment and responsibility and ambition in the picture and what you can do to challenge yourself to reach something there. Venus moving into Leo for Aries is a fantastic new cycle kicking off on Tuesday the 12th and lasting until September 5th. And this is really, oh my God, this is really going to be bringing you guys an open potential to fall in love or to take love to the next level, to really attract money through a creative project or to see women benefit your creative projects, or to have some love burst out on the scene in your creative outlets that you do. This is the recreational part of your chart, so more enjoyment, more pleasure, more love, more fun here. You might even make money through recreational pursuits. And this is the area of children, so you can smooth things out with the kids or make money for the kids or just express the love more with the kids here. And so all of this is really kicking in on Tuesday, and you're going to have weeks where this is going to help bring what you need to these areas. So that's it, you guys. I mean, it's kind of basic, but it's very important. And, you know, especially with building over these next few days, get in there, do what you can to be proactive and part of the scenario. It's Zoe Moon. I will be back next week, same time, to tell you more. I hope you have a really good week ahead, and I'll see you then.